Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Drew Edmondson should come with warning labels. Something like, caution, Drew Edmondson's been in politics for more than 40 years. He's the definition of a career politician. And warning, Edmondson was a huge supporter of liberal Hillary Clinton and was ranked as one of the worst attorney generals in the country, earning an F for political bullying and hypocrisy. Caution, Drew Edmondson supported making it easier for Oklahoma's legislature to raise taxes, opposed lowering the income tax, and has said that if he's elected governor, he'd consider new job-killing taxes on Oklahomans. Here's another one. Danger. As Attorney General, Drew Edmondson steered $30 million to one law firm. That's $1,500 per hour. Then turned around and took a job with that very same law firm. That's unethical. Heads up, Drew Edmondson's a liberal, unethical, Hillary-loving career politician. We've been warned, if we're going to take Oklahoma in a better direction, it sure won't be with Drew Edmondson.
Authorized and paid for by Stitt for Governor 2018.
We continue to report from Indianapolis, Indiana, in the 2018 National FFA Convention, powered by ITC, your energy superhighway. Some results coming out of yesterday's competition. Our public speakers, prepared public speaking and extemporaneous speaking, did not make it into the Final Four that's happening this morning. However, the Agricultural Issues team, coached by Lori Burns from Kingfisher FFA, they did make the National Final Four. They will be competing early this afternoon. And you've got your proficiency awards all being judged today. You will know the results of all of that on Friday afternoon. The Stars Over America will be handed out this evening. Oklahoma's got two stars in competition. Out of the 16 national finalists, we have two of them. American Star and AgriScience finalists, Adrian Blakey of Stillwater, and American Star and Agribusiness, Brady Womack from Morris FFA. And Oklahoma has one of the six national officers up on stage running the show, Piper Merritt from Owosso, one of those six national officers. National officers, when they travel about 100,000 miles over the course of a year, always have to be in their official FFA dress. That means they're wearing that FFA jacket. And according to Piper Merritt, that's triggered a lot of conversations.
There are some people that have said, I've heard of the Future Farmers of America. And then there are people that ask what the pineapple is on the front of my jacket. And that's obviously an FFA emblem. But us explaining our organization and our efforts is one of my greatest joys, because I get to share something that I love and that I'm passionate about. And I would say the state of our organization and the state of the agriculture industry in the United States of America is really in a pivotal moment. We have an opportunity to tell our story and to continue to engage consumers at a high level and to allow them to understand our production method, to honestly create a better environment where we work together rather than against each other. And I think that our organization can continue to aid that process.
One of the things that each of the officers get to do, you get to kind of choose what sort of message you want to give back to the convention. As you've thought about that, I think your time is Friday morning. What are you going to tell these thousands of people at Bankers Life?
Okay, well, here's the thing. Do you remember our very first interview we did when I just became the candidate? You asked me there's one thing I could do as a candidate or as a national officer. I said that my one goal is to learn something from everybody. And so my retiring address is entitled The Forever Learner, and that stems from our conversation together. Every single one of us has an ability to learn from every single person we impact and from every single person we encounter, but that's going to take a few things on our behalf in order to be forever learners. So hopefully I can help guide some members through that process.
National Officer Piper Merritt. You've got farm news on Ron. Black Herford Ranch's 14th annual fall cream of the crop bull and bred heifer sale will be held Monday, October 29th at 1 p.m. live at the ranch in Crawford, Oklahoma, and can also be seen on Superior Livestock, Dish Satellite 232, and DirecTV Channel 603. 75 14 to 20 month old herd bull and AISI prospects, 10 2 to 4 year old proven herd bulls, and our top 40 spring bred heifers. For more information, contact Chris Black 580-309-0711, and you can check out the catalog at blackherfordranch.com. From Indianapolis, I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.